We're here at the BASF Ag Media Summit in Chicago, and our topic here is a grounded approach to agricultural sustainability. With me is Paul Rhee. And Paul, what's your title with BASF?
I'm the Vice President for the U.S. Crop Protection Business at BASF.
Right, and we last chatted at the Commodity Classic in February. And of course, sustainability is just the big buzzword. But the question is, how do you define it? And you're trying to, that's part of our effort here today. Tell us a little bit about what we're doing here with the agricultural media and what BASF is talking about here and the conversation going on.
Yeah, I think you did right. Obviously, sustainability is getting a lot of attention at the moment, and that's why we selected the subject, not because it's fashionable, but because it's something we're absolutely committed to. And what I think is you asked for a definition of what it is and what does it mean in real terms. To me, it's really striking that balance between a business outcome with a environmental impact with a social responsibility. And I think what we need to do is get those in balance, and what we're really here to do is discuss good, concrete examples where farmers are doing that today, and also discussing opportunities where we can do that in the future, such as the use of new technology, new innovations that can actually help farmers achieve more with less. And that's one of the key principles of sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even environmentalists would agree with that. But the key seems to be measuring is having some kind of objective measurability for sustainability, and BASF is helping out there.
Absolutely, and this morning we've just announced a tool that we've been working on for some time called an eco-efficiency analysis, and I think you saw a very interesting comparison of when we look at all of the inputs that go into producing, storing, transporting, applying, and then disposing of a crop protection product, for instance, sake, and the outputs that come from that, we have a much more detailed approach of measuring all those inputs and all those outputs and all the benefits. And what we showed this morning was all the elements of that tool and what some of the positive measures that we can take from that, showing clearly that in a lot of instances, a lot of crop protection inputs demonstrate a very positive economic and environmental input and output.
For traditional or conventional agriculture, as you call it, and this isn't to denigrate or downgrade organic agriculture in any way, because there will always be a market for that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And BASF's very absolutely committed to making sure there's good choice for consumers. Mm-hmm. We want consumers to have choice. That's absolutely clear. But what we also want them to do is make sure they make an informed decision when they are selecting their production system or their food type, making sure they have more information than they perhaps have today about the full background of information that went into produce that particular food.
Another thing we talked about here is also the importance of biotech in sustainability, because it helps increase productivity, right?
You know, I think Peter Ecker showed some very interesting facts on the full benefits of biotech and the impact it's had. And I think he showed a statistic this morning detailing that some 11 million acres of crop would need to be planted annually in the U.S. of corn just to maintain the same yield from the benefits that have been derived from GMO technology. I mean, that's a fairly compelling reason why this technology is so important.
Well, he talked about environmental benefits, economic benefits, and social benefits as well. The environmental benefits, the biotech has of the effect of taking, 6.9 million cars off the road?
Yeah, it's incredible. And I don't think many people know that. And that's just another challenge we have in agriculture, is really sharing and engaging in dialogue with the broader community on the many good things that are going on in agriculture to really reshape the image and also rebalance the argument around the facts.
All right, well, thank you very much, Paul. Here in Chicago at the BASF Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.